Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 16th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 13.5 cents at 552.25, March wheat up 20.75 cents at 657.5, and March wheat up 12.75 cents at 1384.75. The corn and wheat got back their gains that they, you know, we broke during the night. The beans really didn't. We're still going to close almost a dime under last night's highs in the beans. But a really good show in the corn and the wheat. The NOPA crush was strong, 184.7. The beans really only rallied a couple of cents off of that. That was 1.7 above the average guess. The second highest crush of any month ever. So it should have been a little bit more supportive than that. We had export inspections, 1.3 on the corn. A little bit less than last week, but still a decent number. Light on the beans at 810 and light on the wheat, 393. But with everything going on, the corn and the wheat, you know, once they opened, they tried to take a look at steady trades, but really couldn't do it anywhere close to it, really. And then they just started to move higher and closing right on our highs out here. Obviously, people are this week are concerned about the winter kill. Last week, they didn't see it as a big problem. But with the cold temperatures we had over the three-day holiday, I got people more interested in the wheat. We're still a good 37 cents under the contract highs in wheat. We're still 20-some-odd cents, 22 cents away from the highs in corn. You know, maybe we make new contract highs at the end of the month, the end of February. That would be the logical time to make new contract highs. The beans, I think, have a little bit tougher go of it. They're 50 cents away, but, you know, if we come in Monday and Tuesday next week and the Chinese are buying again after their holiday, we could certainly scooch up to those kind of levels. So I don't see anything, you know, really that friendly out here. The weather's friendly for the wheat to some extent. It's a little bit friendly to the corn and that we're domestic feed ought to move a little bit higher. But, you know, overall, can't make new contract highs on this kind of long weekend, and you know it's plenty powerful, but you got the fund so long the corn, I just find it hard to believe we're going to stretch it into March, particularly looking at what I think are going to be huge acres. I don't think we'll get a real good taste of it on the ag outlook. I think they'll show the trend to higher corn acres and higher bean acres, but I don't think they're going to come up with numbers that I think we'll see in March. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.